I'm right now here with the Shoegazers. I'm kind of remembering your name. I'm horrible with names here.
Sure, we're the tags.
Sid and Diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
Diamond, right there. Pretty cool names. Now, usually there's bands that always give their names. What was the name? I mean, why did you? What inspired your names? Your names that
your
you have.
Your nicknames or nicknames?
Your nicknames, yes.
Well, it was at first Thunder. It was because one day he was driving his car and lightning hit him. And the car, that's what
it's
called.
That's why I kind of thunder.
The car all broke up, smoke's coming through the habitat, and no.
So that's where the names come from, actually.
They come from personal lives.
Only him, yeah. We just wanted to find, like, after that, we just wanted to find some cool names.
Yeah, we all be jealous cool. from Thunder.
Yeah, so
want something sound cool.
You guys have 13 tracks, and how long did it take you guys to produce all this and to write and everything else? It must have took a long time to get it all prepared.
It took like 2,100 hours on my part, because I was the one like doing the recording and the arrangements and the sessions and everything. But basically, it took us like two parties, because it was just having fun for two complete weekends and doing only music for us. So instead of going fishing up north or something, we just did music, which is what we like the most. We hate fishing, actually. But
fishing.
No.
I don't have a license, too. So yeah.
We went in a cabin by the
river. Don't need a license to do music. There you go.
Yeah.
Cheaper. You guys, of course, you guys haven't been really... How recognized are you guys in the community? Is this just came out this Friday? Is that right?
No, it came out the 12th of February. Actually,
okay, the 12th of February. Yeah. So it's pretty like short here. And
a month ago.
Yeah, actually, not a month ago.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
It was your birthday party. We.
We celebrated with this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool, and did we celebrate? But we had a lot of fun. We did a CD release in East Angus, where we come from, and where most of the songs are talking about, because the album is still called Coming Home.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of songs that talks about our experience in this small town, and so yeah, we had to do it there, the CD release, and it went well. Actually, we sold a lot of record. Well, from
that night.
That night, yeah.
Around 40.
From there.
That, 40
just
records.
That night. Yeah.
Just that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that night.
You guys do other little. You must go to cafes and stuff like that and do live performances.
Yeah.
And do little concerts like that.
We played. We played Les Marches Palais the week after that, and like now there's we can't talk about it, but there's something that came on that
you're planning it.
Yeah,
you're planning something that's coming on.
No, there's somebody planned something for us.
Okay.
And we can't talk about it why we don't do shows. For we have a lot of work to do still in studio, re-recording some songs and doing
improving
some
something. There's always you know, need for improvement and for everything.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah,
working on new music and everything else must be. You know.
Even the songs change a bit when we play it live. No, it's not the same thing, as we have different vibe from when we wrote that, and so
and it's more raw too. We play the songs live; they're more raw. We're talking about booking something at the Mason, right here in Lenoxville. So we were waiting
We used to play there a few years ago.
It's really coming home for us.
Yeah,
like all the old clubs we used to do together, like we call them and they're like, you want to come back and play? And
you still have a bill to pay, so
just hang out. And
well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. As well, Lion must be on the plan, too, to go out and perform at the Lion, maybe.
Yeah, well, we have to call them, and we do everything ourselves. We're a local band.
You're a local band. You don't have a big manager or whatever.
We manage ourselves. Sometimes we have trouble managing ourselves.
Yeah. I have enough manage myself.
Yeah. doesn't everybody have trouble managing themselves? We're going to listen to another song, and we'll be right back with the Shoegazers. I always mix up. I'm going to say Shugazas.
From Austria. Actually, we're from Austria.
Now, before we go play the song, though, I just want to know, where did you get the name Shugazers?
Oh, man. It's because when I started a band, I would just play the guitar for around a year or so. I look a lot of what I'm doing, and instead of look at the people and enjoy really what I do. So, and it just stay, and it's not the style of the shoegazer, no, when in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. But we like how does it sounds, and
The name stick. It's very like, yeah, just usually sticks. Shoegazing is the style of guitar playing. It's
a lot of many effects.
The name just sticks, and then you guys. It's pretty good. Right now, we're going to be playing Coming Home. Now, give us a little bit of an update on that one.
Well, I wrote the song because one of my friends was in Iraq. He went like 3 or 4 times, and we'd talk about it. And instead of writing like 2 verses, and I wanted to repeat. I wanted it to repeat, and I inspired myself from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
When they're doing like both vocals, like,
yeah,
and really speedy. So I wanted this, and most of the parts are talking about us and my friend. It's a cross between. Yeah.
Well, let's give it a hear. You're listening to CJMQ. It is 2:21.
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on. Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Tell you that I love you. telling you that I love you, telling you that I love you.
And it's coming home, and I'm in the studio with the Shoegazers themselves. Well, two of them. They're missing the other two.
Yeah.
That's okay. They must have been busy today, huh?
Yep.
they're working.
Yeah, they're working.
They're working.
That's the point of being a local band and unsigned. You have to work.
You're not like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
No.
So we played before. We played we just played it Coming Home, and before we played Be Yourself. And as you're telling me when we were playing this song that you were writing these lyrics when your guys were on a trip.
We wrote almost all of the songs were written by the river, because where we did the record, it was. There was two sessions in two different cabins, but they're owned by Thunder and Crash, which are not here today. But they were like we would be sitting on a dock of the bay, but we sitting by the river and writing those songs. Like Sailing Away, I wrote it like on the dock, actually, waiting for Thunder to come and grab me with his boat. but we did the record like in the drum sessions and most of the guitars in the. Two sessions of 3 days by the river. So,
Wow, you guys were really like working there.
24 hours a day. Yeah, for my part.
For your part, yeah.
Yeah, for my part. I barely slept for all those days.
You must have been really excited when you're getting this all launched up and everything else too, huh?
Well, yeah, it's like it's. You release it into the world. And honestly, when we first started to Rick, on my part, when I said like to the band, okay, we're going to do a record. We'll probably be a demo, and we'll have it to ourselves, and we'll keep it to ourselves. Like, but as I worked on it and worked and worked and worked, I was like, God, it's not sounding so bad. So maybe we could do a whole album and not a demo. And we wrote some new songs and did another session. And I was like, no, this is really sounding good. Like, for a band that I never did this in my life. So I was learning. Doing it while doing it. So how to do it while I was doing
it. You're learning the experience. It's the same thing with me in radio, you know? Like, I never took a course. you know? And, you know, you just learn and learn and learn. And right now I'm in stage up and I'm learning more. But, yeah, it's pretty cool that you actually got the ambition to share something. It's because you're sort of sharing a part of your life when you release a CD like this, you know?
A part of yourself as well.
I was going to say your soul.
No, well, there's a part of your soul too, but I mean, like, you wrote this, you had experiences while you were doing it, before doing it, and you're writing about them, or you're doing music. It's not only lyrics writing, it's like, you know, when you come out with a riff, you had a certain feeling, and it transcends into your guitar. So when it's done, canned, and finished, you have to give it to someone who will listen to it and judge what you did.
Yeah.
So you will judge what the feelings you had while you were doing it, and that's the whole part of releasing something.
Now, do you guys have a website?
Yep.
On MySpace.
MySpace.
Yes, MySpace. .com/
The Shoegazers.
Yeah.
And we have a Facebook or two or three group on Facebook or something.
Two or three groups?
Yeah.
No,
they're trying to...
The Shoegazers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We have at least two, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody on Facebook, just look for the Shoegazers and you'll find them.
Contact them.
That's we're the one with a cowboy hat.
And feel free to contact us, and you know, if you have like local little concerts that you're going to be having and stuff, contact us. contact us and we can promote it and everything else.
Cool.
So Shoegazers, you can check it out. We play it on CJMQ, and as well as we have the CD for sale here in the in the studio, not in the studio but outside the studio over here, you know, in the offices. So check that out, and you can catch this interview on www.cjmq.fm. And for more information, go to Facebook and type in the Shoegazers.
On MySpace.
On MySpace, too.
Yeah.
Check
it
out. Thanks, guys. Right now, we're going to play another one of their songs. It's the Shoegazers, and it's Brothers and Gasoline. Now, what is this song about?
A trip I took down in Spain with Crash. And when the band starts to be a real project. So.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You didn't run out of gas, did you?
Nope, not of gas and not of, beer.
Gasoline.
Also.
Yeah, gasoline.
Gas for the
gas.
Car, gas for us.
There you go. You're listening to CJMQ. It is 2:30.
The music you want. The information you need.
Pretty cool, huh?